It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together again. Do you know what this is? This little thing? It's a party favor. And when you blow into it, you know, it curls way out like that. I'll try it. That? See if I can try it very slowly, and then you can see that it's the air that I'm blowing in there that makes it push out. Another one. Can make them kind of like a horn, you know? Favors when I started out for here today, but I met Chrissy Thompson on my way here. She was working on some project with one of her friends, so I gave her one, and I gave her friend one. So now you see how many I have left. Yeah, first I had this many, and then I gave one to Chrissy Thompson and one to Chrissy's friend. And so now I have this many left. Yeah. Both Chrissy and her friend are very fancy people. Yeah. And people that I like very much. They're fancy on the outside and the inside. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can grow up to be the mummies. Only boys can grow up to be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. You know, Chrissy told me that her grandmother, Mrs. McFeely, was making music and pickles today. I thought I'd just like to go over and see what kind of music and pickles Mrs. McFeely was making. Will you come with me? Let's go to the McFeely's house, all right? Come along.
Thank you.
Mrs. McFeely.
How are you?
Well, I'm great. Chrissy told me you were making music and making pickles.
Oh, I am. I have a special record here. Just a minute. This is my special music record that I play my recorder with.
Oh, I'd like to hear you do it.
Oh, yeah?
Would you?
Well, something very special to me, Mr. Rogers.
What's this music? Hungarian.
That's right.
That's part of your heritage, isn't it?
Well, yeah, in a way. Okay, here we go.
Beautiful, Mrs. McFeely.
That's a special record David got for me, because he knew that I like to play with other instruments, and there's no one in this neighborhood that plays the recorder.
Well, I know you play the piano, but I didn't know you played the recorder.
Well, it's another one of my hobbies, and another one of my hobbies is out in the kitchen.
I'd like to see those pickles.
I bet you Chrissy told you I was making pickles.
She did.
It's one of my favorite things to do. You know, even though my grandchildren are here, I have things I like to do. And they have things they like to do. I hear they have some sort of a project going.
There's a project, Mrs. McFeely.
I'm not going to ask you what it is.
No, because it's a secret for them. Oh, is that...
Those are dill pickle spears to be, because I've just started them and they have to sit for 2 whole weeks before you can eat them.
Well, I'd like to see how you make them.
Well, one thing with dill pickles, you've got to have dill.
You mean
see?
It's a plant?
Mm-hmm, it's an herb.
An herb called dill.
Called dill, and that's what it looks like. It looks like green feathers to me.
Would you put that in
the... Yeah, you'll see how I do it.
All right.
First, garlic.
Feels smooth.
That one's smooth. And that's where it comes from, this bulb. It's a little bit rough. Then I plop it in the jar, and that's my first ingredient.
That's the beginning of the dill pickles, huh?
Yes, sir. And now, cucumbers. That's the essential thing in the pickle, you know. You can use little cucumbers or big cucumbers, but they're all beautiful. Look at this.
Oh, look at the design in there. Little seeds.
Pretty,
they are pretty.
6 spears coming right up. See? And 3.
They just go in like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Fit them right in there like a little puzzle. Go on. Okie dokie. Then I put in my dill. I love this dill. Go on in there, green feathers.
Dill pickle.
Dill for dill pickles. And then some alum. Just a little teeny bit. And then something that's over here. It's brine. It's very, very hot. So I'm going to get myself a pot holder.
What's the brine made out of?
It's made out of vinegar and water and salt. I just get my cup in here and pour it.
Hmm.
See?
Right. Vinegar, water, and salt.
Mm-hmm. Serving not too much. Old-fashioned way to keep vegetables.
Did your mother and dad make pickles like this?
My mother did and my grandmother did, and I have a funny feeling that Chrissy and Terry are going to want to learn too. And I sort of...
What's this?
That's a grape leaf.
Oh, does that go on top?
Mm-hmm. Kind of tuck them away.
Hmm.
Like that? Okay. And then I could take it back over here, put on the top, and have to put it in this very hot water 10 minutes.
Stays in for 10 minutes?
Yes, sir.
And then sealed, is it?
It's sealed. And then you have to wait 2 weeks. I want you to take those to Joanne and the boys, but wait 2 weeks.
2 weeks before we eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you for that.
I hope you'll be good.
Well, you make good things, Mrs. McPhail. You make good music and good pickles.
Well, partly because I have good friends around.
Thanks very much.
So long, Mr. Rogers.
Have a good day.
Okie dokie.
I like you and your grandchildren and all your family.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
To wait for 2 weeks before we open this to eat it. She makes good pickles and she makes good music too. That's what I used to do when I was a little boy. I would listen to the radio or go to the movie and listen just as well as I could to the music that was being played. And then I would go to the piano and try to play what I heard. Now, that was before I ever learned to read the notes to the music. I would listen and then try to make it sound on here. So sometimes I would just play with one finger. And then after a while I'd put another finger down. It took a long time. Let's have some make-believe, all right? This kind of make-believe with the trolley. Let's make believe that Lady Aberlin and Daniel are still in the land of all mine. You know, they went there yesterday to visit, but I don't think that they told anyone that they were going. Well, let's pretend that some people are worried about where they are and looking for them in the neighborhood of make believe.
I've already inquired of Trolley. Mm-hmm. No one seems to know where they are. Mr. Clemens has been looking everywhere for them.
Now, you say Lady Aberlin, Daniel Tiger, and Mr. Allmine.
That's right. Hmm. They were there, and then they weren't there. I just don't know what happened to them.
Well, Queen Sarah, I'll certainly do my best to try to find them.
Well, thank you, Handyman Negri. I'll be inside if you need me.
Very well, Queen Sarah.
Yes.
Lady Aberlin, Daniel Striped Tiger, and Mr. Allmine. Hmm. I wonder where they could be. She said they were there, and then they weren't there. Hmm. Maybe X has a thought.
Hey there, Handy. How in the world are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thanks, X. How are you?
Oh, just nifty-galifty.
X,
yeah?
Have you seen Lady Aberlin, Daniel, or Mr. Allmine?
Of course I've seen them in my life. I know all three of them very well.
No, X, what I mean is, have you seen Lady Aberlin, Daniel, or Mr. Allmine today?
Oh, today? No, don't think I have. Have you?
No, I'm looking for them.
Well, Lady Aberlin and Daniel should be someplace around here, and Mr. Allmine should be in the land of Allmine, unless, of course, they all went someplace else.
Someplace else? I never thought of looking there. Thanks, X. That's a really good suggestion. I'll go over and look there right now.
Okay, see you, Handy.
Okay, bye. Jeez, someplace else. Never thought of that one. Maybe I better check the clock just to be sure that they aren't there. Daniel? Daniel Tiger? Daniel? I guess not. Well, let's try someplace else.
Washer, dryer, sorter, dumper. Harriet, you're a really good worker.
Well, so are you, Don. This farm job's the best I've ever had.
Yeehaw. That was a mighty good day when you came to someplace else.
I'll say.
Hey, look who's behind. Look who's behind.
Oh, handyman, you want a potato?
Oh, thanks a lot, Harriet. You sure do grow the best ones here.
Well, I'll say we have lots of customers, you know.
How about Lady Aberlin, Daniel, or Mr. Allmine?
Sure, they come and buy from us, uh-huh.
Oh, really? Well, have you seen them today?
Well, no, I haven't seen them today. Have you, Don?
No, not today.
Well, what about yesterday?
They haven't been here for a week or so. Not any of the ones you mentioned.
Now, there have been other people here, of course. Lots of other people. But I guess you're interested in those three. Why?
Well, nobody really seems to know where they are.
Well, I could guess.
Oh, what's your guess, Harriet?
Well, maybe they're visiting those soft, furry pandas in that tent over there in the neighborhood.
The pandas?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I never thought to ask them.
Well, it's a possibility, you know.
Yeah, it certainly is. Thanks, Harriet.
Surely.
Hee-haw. She's the best worker I've ever had here.
Oh, I bet she is. Bye now.
Hee-haw, Handy.
Yes?
If they're not with the pandas, maybe they're at Allmine's place.
Well, I think I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Yeehaw. So okay. Bye.
Bye.
I didn't know that Allmine had a bridge at his place.
Oh, he has a little bit of everything there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we better get busy
here. Yeah.
Hi, Purple Panda. Where's Black and White Panda?
He went back to the circus.
Oh.
I don't have to go back until tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Good. Well, maybe you could help me then.
What could I do? Purple Panda likes to help.
I was wondering if Lady Aberlin, Daniel Tiger, or Mr. Allmine were in your tent.
They have not been to visit in this tent.
Oh.
Do you need to find them?
I sure do.
I will play my recorder and help you look for them.
Purple Panda, do you think that will help us find them?
It might help.
Purple Panda, I think the only thing to do is to go to the land of All Mine.
I will do that for you.
You will?
Yes, I will go the purple way.
Oh, that's fast.
And I will bring them back.
If they're there.
Of course.
He's gone. I certainly hope he finds them.
Purple Panda!
Purple Panda, what are you doing here?
How did you get here?
I came by the purple way.
Of course. Are you looking for us?
Everyone in the neighborhood of make-believe is wondering where you are.
Oh, I guess we should have told where we were going.
I guess so.
Well, do you think we should go back?
Well, I told Handyman Negri that I would bring you back the purple way.
Oh, good. That's really fast way to go.
Are you sure you want to come with us, Mr. Allmine?
Well, I'm ready to visit with anyone.
Well, let us go then. Where shall we land?
Why don't we land back at my clock?
Okay.
All right. Here, take my hand.
Okay.
Let's all hold hands.
Are you ready? Off we go.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, I'm sorry you were worried about us.
Did you take these people, All Mine?
I did, Handyman Negri.
But we wanted to go with him. We really did.
Yes, that's right. He took us, and we wanted to go with him.
Oh, good. You know, I think the first thing we better do is to get over to the museum ground and tell Lady Elaine, because she's been announcing it on TV.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'll go tell her.
All right, and I'll go over to the castle and tell Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah.
Good. When you're finished with Lady Elaine, will you come over to the castle?
I will.
Oh, incidentally, Panda, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Panda.
You are welcome. You are very, very welcome. I have some things to do in my tent. I will see you later.
Oh, okay, okay, Panda. Yeah, thanks again.
Bye, Panda.
Thank you.
And thank you all for the trip.
Sure.
Okay.
See y'all.
Bye-bye.
You better go,
bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, there you are.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
I hear you ran off with some folks.
Oh, we had some fun. We just forgot to tell people where we were going.
Well, how about that? I'd better go announce it on TV.
I'm going over to the castle. I'll see you later.
Well, how's your museum?
Full of things that are all mine.
Not anybody else's?
Just mine for other people to see.
You are reformed. Well, I'll see you, Toots.
Okay.
So you just went on a little pleasure jaunt?
That's right, Uncle Friday.
And Mr. Allmine didn't force you to go?
Oh, no, not at all. We wanted to go.
Oh, very good then. Oh, Mr. Allmine, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
There has been a misunderstanding, Mr.
Oh.
Allmine.
I'm sorry, sire.
We are too.
Hasty in our judgment.
Oh, I understand. You wanted to be careful, especially since I used to take things.
Yeah.
Well, I have something I'd like to sing to you.
Oh, please do.
Some things belong to you. Some things belong to me. Some things belong to everyone. You and me and some things belong to you.
Oh, that's excellent, excellent message.
Thank you.
Yes. I suggest that you all come to the DP room for some fresh ones. Won't you do that?
Oh, yes,
sure.
Come on.
To the DP room.
DP room?
Dill pickles.
Oh.
He has some fresh ones.
I see.
Things belong to you. Some things belong to me. Some things belong to everyone. You and me and everyone. Some things belong to you. See how much Mr. Allmine has grown to be able to think like that. takes a lot of growing to know those things, that some things belong to you and some things belong to me.
Yeah.
But everyone was really worried about Lady Aberlin and Daniel. Daniel thought it would have been better if they had told everyone else where they were going. And he was right. You know, when children are going somewhere, it's very important to tell one of their grown-ups where they'd like to go and ask if they can go. If children want to go with someone like Mr. Allmine, it's really important to ask their parents if that's all right. Do you know why grown-ups get so angry when they don't know where their children are? It's because they love their children, and they want to be sure that they're safe. We grown-ups just like to know that our children are safe. There's something about us grown-ups that makes us want to take care. You'll know that as you grow and grow to be a grown-up. You'll feel inside you how much you like to take care. And it's a good feeling. Yes, it is. It's a good growing feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.